Wisconsin, the truth is, the path I'm offering is not going to be quick. It won't be easy. You know, it's going to take a few years to solve challenges that have built up over decades. But I want everybody here to understand there's no problem we cannot solve. There is no challenge we cannot meet. Because we've got the best workers in the world. We've got the best businesses in the world. We've got the best scientists and researchers in the world. We've got the best colleges and universities in the world. We've got this incredible diversity of talent, which is why people want to come here from every corner of the globe. There's not a country on earth that wouldn't trade places with the United States. But we're going to have to work hard to achieve that potential. And that's why I put forward a practical plan to create jobs and grow the middle class and rebuild this economy on a stronger foundation. It starts by exporting more products but outsourcing fewer jobs. You remember my opponent wanted to let Detroit go bankrupt. Don't boo. Vote. So we said, no, too much is at stake. We're going to come together and reinvent a dying auto industry, and we put it back on top of the world. So what we did for autos, we want to do for manufacturing across the board. We've already created more than 500,000 new manufacturing jobs. So now what we have to do is to stop giving tax breaks to companies that are shipping jobs overseas. Let's give them to companies that are investing right here in Milwaukee, creating jobs right here in Wisconsin. That's how we move forward. Let's help big companies and small businesses double their exports. We can create 1 million new manufacturing jobs in the next 4 years. But it requires you to vote. It requires all of us to do our part. I want us to control our own energy. You know, after 30 years of not doing anything, we raised fuel standards so that by the middle of the next decade, your cars and trucks will go twice as far on a gallon of gas. We have doubled the amount of renewable energy we're generating. And thousands of Americans have jobs today building wind turbines and long-lasting batteries. We're less dependent on foreign oil than any time in nearly two decades. So, my opponent, he wants to let the oil companies write the energy plan. Don't boo. He wants to keep giving $4 billion in corporate welfare to them from our taxpayers. We've got a better plan. We want to produce oil and natural gas, but we also want to invest in wind and solar and clean coal. We want to bring farmers and scientists together to harness new biofuels. We want to put construction workers back to work, building homes and factories that use and waste less energy. We want to develop a 100-year supply of natural gas. We want to cut our oil imports in half by 2020 and create hundreds of thousands of jobs in the process. We can do it, but I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need you to vote. I want to make sure that we've got the best education system on earth. I wouldn't be standing here unless I got a great education. It was the gateway of opportunity for me and for Michelle and for so many of you. And that's why we fought so hard to make sure that millions of students are paying less for college, because we took on a system that was wasting billions of dollars and started giving that money to students. Now, my opponent, he wants to gut our investments in education to give tax breaks to the wealthy. Don't boo. I've got a different vision. I believe that in the United States of America, no child should have her dream deferred because of an overcrowded classroom. No family should have to set aside a college acceptance letter because they don't have the money. No company should have to look for workers in China because they can't find the right skills here in the United States. So, Wisconsin, I want you to help me. Recruit 100,000 new math and science teachers. Let's improve early childhood education. Let's give 2 million more workers the chance to get the skills they need at community colleges. Let's help colleges and universities keep tuition down. We can meet these goals together, but I'm going to need your help. We need to bring down our deficit, but we don't need to do it by sticking it to the middle class. I put forward a plan that reduced our deficit by $4 trillion. We've already cut $1 trillion of spending that we didn't need. And I'm willing to do more to make sure our government is efficient. We can't be wasting money. But I also want to reform our tax code so that it's simple and fair. And so it asks the wealthiest among us to pay a higher rate on incomes over $250,000. That's the rate we had when Bill Clinton was president, and our economy created nearly 23 million new jobs. We went from deficit to surplus, and by the way, we created a whole lot of millionaires to boot. I've cut taxes for the middle class. I've cut taxes for small businesses. And I want to keep your taxes low. But I can afford to pay a little more. And Mitt Romney sure can afford to pay a little more. And the reason I want to do it is not because I want to punish success. It's when you give tax relief to middle class families, what do? When you got a little more money in your pocket, you spend it. So maybe you trade in that old 10-year-old car. Maybe you buy a computer for your kid. And that means business has more customers, which means companies have more profits, which means then they hire more people. And then the whole economy gets stronger. We don't build the economy from the top down. We build it from the bottom up, from the middle out. That's what we're fighting for. Now, I've got to say, in fairness, I love you back. That's why I want to make sure you've got a good deficit reduction plan. Look, my opponents, they've got a plan, too. The problem is, like Bill Clinton said, there's no arithmetic in it. Somehow they think that they can spend trillions of dollars more on tax cuts for the wealthy and somehow bring down our deficit. They can't say how they'll do it. They won't say how you have a $5 trillion in new tax cuts and not end up raising taxes on middle-class families, or spend another $2 trillion in new military spending that our military says we don't need without asking you to foot the bill. The math just doesn't add up. And I've got to tell you, Milwaukee, I refuse to ask middle-class families to give up their deduction for owning a home or raising kids just to give millionaires a tax cut. I refuse to ask college students to pay more or kick children off of Head Start programs or eliminate health insurance for millions of poor and elderly and disabled just to pay for another tax cut we can't afford. I will not turn Medicare into a voucher program. And we are not going to end up creating a Social Security system that is controlled by Wall Street. We are going to make sure that everybody can retire with dignity and respect. That's what we're fighting for. Now, I know we're getting a little wet, but that's okay. I'm going to wrap it up, but I got a few more things to say. Just like we've got choices here at home, we've also got some choices overseas. You know, our prosperity at home depends on our security overseas. 4 years ago, I said I would end the war in Iraq, and I did. I said we'd wind down the war in Afghanistan, and we are. A new tower is rising over the New York skyline. Al-Qaeda's on the path to defeat, and Osama bin Laden is dead.